Oh, I'm loyal, the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh, I'm loyal, the best of protectors, so protect me.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Al-Asma'ul Husna. The blessed names of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in each episode we endeavor to mention the beautiful, majestic names of Allah Azza wa Jal and explain them in light of what the ulama have written in their blessed books. Inshallah, today again we will be discussing the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the name that will be mentioned today, very famous, we use it in dua, in speech as well. This name is Kareem, Kaf, Ra, Ya, and Meem. Four letters. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Kareem, the beneficent, the generous one. Now the people of Arabia, the Arabs, what they do is, anything that is of great value, great significance, they refer to that as Kareem. This is their ada, this is their way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran where He tells us about the reward for those who embraced faith, those who performed good deeds, Allah jalla wa ala says, Surah Ahzab verse 44, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَرِيمًا. And He has prepared for them a generous reward. أَجْرًا كَرِيمًا. And Kareem, we just heard the Arabs refer to something which is of great value, great significance. So great reward has been prepared for the believers who do pious actions. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to a beautiful place using the word Kareem. In Surah Dukhan, verse 26, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ. Beautiful place. So we heard what the Arabs refer to as Kareem. And as for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being Kareem, then there is no doubt in this. Allah is the most generous. There is no one who is Kareem like Him. He is Akram. And whatever He grants to people, no doubt that is the greatest in terms of value, in terms of significance. And when a human being ponders, if he were to ponder about what he has in his possessions, what he has received, then he will realize that every single thing he has, it's great in one way or another. Now the ulama here state a beautiful example. They say, if insan was to just look at this jism, this body that Allah has granted him, and he will realize how blessed he is and how kareem Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Now in the world today, regardless of how valuable something is, there's always a limit to it. Look at houses, house prices in various areas, various countries, and then depending on the house itself, if it's a mansion, if it's a palace, but it will have a final value beyond that. Nobody's willing to pay. And what people do is when they go and put an offer in for a house, for example, they try and put a lower offer in so that it's accepted. They trial it, they test it in this way. And if the seller is adamant, then obviously they have to give the giving price. Sometimes there's a bidding war and a price just above the asking price that has been advertised is given. But it's not the case that a house is on sale and somebody will come and give double the price. It doesn't happen. So there's always a limit on the price of a house. Similarly, a car, no matter what car you have, how expensive it is, there will be a cap. And some things like cars, for example, other objects as well that you purchase, as soon as you purchase them, on many occasions, they depreciate in value. Houses may appreciate in value, but generally speaking, other items that you buy, expensive items, they will depreciate. And the value will lessen. But going back to it, there's always a cap, there's always a limit on the value, the cost of something. Now ponder, if somebody gave you billions of pounds for your eyesight, would you accept it? Of course not. There's a chance for you to enter the billionaire list. But no, you will not sell your eyes for even a billion pound. Your ears, the faculty of hearing, your hands, your arms, your limbs, whatever you possess in this body of yours, you will not be willing to sell it for any price. Why? Because they're valueless. These blessings that Allah has granted us, and He is Kareem, you can't put a value on them. And this shows because nobody is willing to exchange their bodily limbs, their body parts, for any sum of money. Allahu Akbar. So, Allah is Kareem. Allah is generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants so much. We've just seen an example of this, that our body parts, our eyesight, we're not willing to exchange it for any sum of money. Why? Because it has so much significance and value. Allahu Akbar. So if you do, or if you ponder on the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like this, that you have in your possession, then you'll be a grateful person. Another meaning that the ulama have given for Kareem is الَّذِي إِذَا قَدَرَ عَفَى. That it refers to a dhat that when it gains qudra, it gains the power to punish. For example, the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when people disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He can punish them if He wills. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full authority to do that to a person. But He is Kareem, الَّذِي إِذَا قَدَرَ عَفَى. He has this power to punish, but He doesn't. Instead, He forgives. This is the meaning of Kareem as well. That when you have that power and authority to punish someone, you've gained dominance over them, but you choose to forgive them. Allahu Akbar. This is Kareem. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every given moment has that authority and power. It's not the case that comes and goes. For insan, it may be the case that sometimes you have authority over something, power to do something, and at other times you can't implement that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is all powerful. He is dominant at all times. So He has ghalaba. He has dominance over others at all times. Yet, what do we see? Day and night we sin. Across the world, disobedience is taking place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives a person when that person falls into sajda. When that person asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. Another meaning of Kareem, وَإِذَا وَعَدَ وَفَى. He refers to that dhat who, when he makes a promise, he fulfills that promise. Subhanallah, the ulama have said, وَإِذَا أَعْطَى زَادَ عَلَى مُنْتَهَا الرَّجَاءِ. That Kareem is the one that when it comes to giving, he gives more than that person hoped for. Allahu Akbar. وَلَا يُبَالِي كَمْ أَعْطَى وَلِمَنْ أَعْطَى. And he does not care how much he gives and to whom he gives. Because his treasures are endless. Allahu Akbar. And this is why the ulama instruct that when you make dua, you should do dua that, Ya Allah, grant me that which is better for me, what is better in my right. So even your dua, your khwaishat, your desires should be handed over to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, give me what is better for me. Subhanallah, there's an account in this regard that there was a person, a weak person, who inherited quite a sum of money, quite a bit of wealth, and he did not know how to spend it. How to make use, utilize that wealth. So he said, Ya Allah, I don't know how to utilize this wealth. So I am giving this wealth in your way. I'm handing it over to you. And in this manner, he gave it all in the way of Allah's charity. It's written regarding this individual that later after that incident, he never was dependent for anything. He was never in need of anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled all of his needs. Subhanallah. And whenever he required something, Allah would grant him instantly. So we learn that whenever a person relies on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in totality, hands over all his affairs and matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person is truly blessed. Because of his level of reliance, because of his handing over his entire situation, matter to Allah, and believing firmly that Allah will take care of this situation. Allah Akbar. May Allah grant us the same ability. So Kareem is the one who gives beyond what a person thought of, even hoped for. The ulama say that Kareem refers to the dhat who wants everyone to ask just from him, who prefers and likes this, that people ask just from him. And when we ask just from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we don't ask from anyone else, then inshallah, our needs will be fulfilled. In this regard, there is an incident, an account. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the great prophet of Allah azza wa jal, was once conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, Ya Allah, sometimes I'm in need of something, but I feel ashamed, I feel haya in asking you for them. Meaning there are such things which are minor, considered small things. So I feel haya in asking you for them. So should I ask others in this situation, in this case? because of the nature of the item that I'm seeking, meaning it's only a small thing. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a revelation. He said, أَلَّا تَسْأَلَ غَيْرِي وَسَلْنِي حَتَّى مِلْحَ أَجِينَكَ وَأَلْفَ شَأْتِكَ. Allahu Akbar. Do not ask anyone else, but ask me, rather ask me to the extent that even ask me for the salt that you're going to place in your cooking, in your dish, and the fodder of your sheep. Meaning whatever you're going to give to the sheep to eat as well. Ask me for these things as well. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing the great Prophet Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And imagine his rank in the court of Allah azza wa jal, that don't ask anyone else apart from me. And we also learn that whether something is big, small, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What were the examples given? The salt that you're going to place in your food and the fodder, the food for your sheep even. Ask me for them. Allahu Akbar. Allah jalla wa ala is kareem. He likes for people to ask only him and not to go roaming around here and there. People will disappoint you. People will refuse to give you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kareem. He will fulfill your need. Allahu Akbar. And this was the same teaching that was given to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in as well. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyiduna Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu and Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma that whatever you ask for, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if it's the lace of your shoe, you need to put laces in your shoe, in your sandal, then you even ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that as well. But here, I'd like to clarify what it means. Because normally, normal circumstances, what we do is, for these things we go to the shop. We buy from a shopkeeper, we ask someone else. Now, is this prohibited? No, it's not prohibited. Here, the ulama say that when you gain something from someone else, another human being, he gives you something that fulfills your need. What is your i'tiqad? What is your belief? Your belief is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reality granted me this blessing. This person was a means. And because this person was a means, you also are grateful to him as well. That's why the hadith says, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Then whoever is not grateful to people is not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you are grateful to people because they were made the means by Allah jalla wa ala. But who is the hakiki giver? Who is the real bestower? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after this explanation, hopefully that waswasa or that satanic whisper misconception has been removed from the minds as well, that we only ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of that? That even if someone in creation helps you in achieving something, in gaining something, in attaining your need, then that is still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you. But that just means that person was a sabab. And because he was a cause, and Allah made him a cause, Allah Jalla wa'ala is the one who made him a cause, you are grateful to him as well. Otherwise, how would we apply this hadith? That whoever is not grateful to people, why would we be grateful to people then? We are grateful to people because they do have an input, they do have a say, but that's only because Allah has willed it to be that way. The hakiki, real giver is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is alamul asbab, and we'll come across many situations where someone, badahir, outwardly, is helping us achieve something, but it's actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making that person a means. So we show shukr to that person, but the real shukr is owed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this dispels any criticism of people asking or seeking help from the awliyaullah, istighatha, isti'anat, waghaira waghaira. And there's so many books written on this by the ulama which we can read to further our understanding regarding the topic. Another meaning of kareem, the ulama have said, is that the one who grants, but in granting something to a person, he does not humiliate him. This is not befitting the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do this. That whenever he gives to someone, he does it in the best way, according to his shan. And that person is not humiliated or he doesn't feel disgraced. This is different to worldly situations where someone may give you, but you're disgraced at the same time as well. So this could be a dunyawi ni'mat, a worldly blessing, could be a dini ni'mat, a religious Islamic blessing. And remember, this bestowal doesn't only refer to receiving wealth, sustenance, or a rank. In fact, any tawfiq that you are given, tawfiq to do good, to do a good deed, this is also a blessing, a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given you tawfiq to do good. So when Allah gives you tawfiq to do good, He raises your rank. He doesn't humiliate you, He doesn't disgrace you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises your rank. Look how merciful He is. Look how kareem He is, that He gives you the blessing and alongside that He raises you as well in His court. Subhanallah. And this shifa of al-kareem has been mentioned in Surah Infitar. Ya ayyuhal insanu ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. O insan, what has deceived you regarding your noble Lord, your generous Lord, your kareem Lord? And under this verse, ulama have mentioned some beautiful points. For example, a person has been rebuked in this verse, but at the same time gently been instructed to not show arrogance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has qudra over you. He can punish you at any given moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dominance over you. He forgives things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills your needs. He doesn't humiliate you. He doesn't disgrace you. Then why do you not believe in Him? Why do you not worship Him? Why do you not be obedient towards Him? All of these things, you know, these are a reality that you can be punished at any moment. Yet Allah distances you from His punishment. Allah continues to bless you. Allah continues to give you afiyah. Yet you don't worship Him. You don't believe in Him. You don't be obedient to Him. Why this arrogance? مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ What has deceived you regarding your generous Lord? Allah is kareem. So we're instructed to avoid disobedience, to avoid transgression, to avoid those things that earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone has iman, alhamdulillah, that's the first and big step. Then after that, iman itself will not prevent you from doing bad deeds. You have to work on taqwa. That's the next level. You have iman now, you're believing Allah and His Rasul, all of the core beliefs of Islam. Now you have to strive to save yourselves from sin. So this is a lifelong process. This is something that we have to continuously do and not just give up at the first hurdle, no. So to conclude, we heard about Kareem, how Kareem is the one who forgives even though he has power to punish. We heard Kareem is the one who gives more than a person even hopes for. Kareem is the one who, when he bestows upon someone, he does not disgrace them. So what conduct should we show in regards to the name Kareem? The ulama state that when you are in a situation that you have power to enact revenge, you have power to punish someone, you have power to do something to someone, you forgive them. Just like it is the sunnah, the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, when it comes to giving, give wholeheartedly. Give more than the person hopes for. This is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we implement this beautiful name in our life, Kareem. And if Allah has blessed us either with knowledge or wealth or mansab, a status, and people then turn their attention towards us because of that, we should help them. We should not disgrace them. We should not humiliate them. To the utmost of our ability, we should quench their thirst if they're asking Islamic questions, academic questions, and we can answer. Similarly, if a person is asking for financial help, if we're in a position, Allah has blessed us, we should help them. And if we have a status, a rank, whereby we can help others, we should do so. All within the boundaries of Sharia. And this is how we will implement the name Kareem in our lives. May Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us blessings in abundance, be immensely generous towards all of us, and enable us to implement the name Kareem in our lives. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me.